having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an obispo. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
Let your heart reach out. Let your expectation, is it your business, family, in this service, need to be met. Miracles will happen. Just in this service. Miracles. Shabata libre bokosa, japrepeka bosa, japrepeka bosa, mika patosika proto bosa shuto. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Prove all things, then hold fast to that which is good." Right. And what do you want to prove? This, what do you want to use to prove the power of God in this service? What is it? Okay, what is it? You know, I received some testimonies through the week and into today. Heartwarming. Okay, some of them from the services we've had. In fact, outside, now they meet and greet. Somebody told me. I think I turned to him and prophesied on Sunday. I was talking about North America and Europe and UK, you should choose that the doors are open. I see the Lord opening the doors for a postgraduate program there for him. He said from nowhere during the week, a friend called him from the US and said, when are you coming to the US? I'll pay your flight ticket. No conversation, from the blues. From the blues. Amen. So what do you want to prove the power of God with? Okay. What do you want to prove the power of God with in this service? Let it be specificity. If it's finances, call it. If it's business, a new level of your business, call it. Are you here? If it's marriage, call it. If it's family life, call it. Job, be specific. You see, sometimes why Christians don't receive is they treat all the atmospheres. They treat every atmosphere the same. All atmospheres are not the same. They are not the same. Absolutely not the same. No, they're not the same. In fact, there are different kinds of meetings. There are worship meetings. Things can happen. Okay, there are training meetings. Things can happen. But see, there are meetings where the Spirit of God is hovering. And when instructions are given, what do you want? Have you noticed that in the ministry of Jesus, he wasn't rushing to pray for people? Jesus would see a blind man and say, what do you want me to do for you? I mean, in your religious mind, in your righteous mind, be like, Jesus, what does a blind man need? Is it not to see? But it's not true. There are blind people that want money. Though you've not seen them. Yes. They want money. They want car. They want to go to school blind. Do you understand? So you can't assume. And listen, Jesus is the expression of the Father. He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So there is no other way to know the Father. I told you in second service that our theology is Christology. Amen. That means what we really learn about God is knowing about Jesus. And if Jesus says that, that is the character of the Father. That in the atmosphere of his power like this, I know he does things we don't ask for, but the speed we are not sure of, there's something he gives us control over. Amen. And that is we can ask. who can put our minds and can receive. Hallelujah. I'm not even telling you to ask. Okay, I'm telling you to receive. I'm telling you to receive. I'm telling you to receive. And it could also be maybe hearing testimony of our pastor is believing God for 100 million to do something, and then my only just 150,000 for house rent. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And don't be ashamed of what you need. Do you understand? We are different levels of faith, different levels of desire. Don't look at anybody. It's a personalized work. What do you need? What yours could be a house rent. Don't feel bad about it. That you need, you are releasing your faith for a house rent, not in this service. Don't feel bad about it. Are we together? What are the top two things that you want in this service? We're going to sing that song. I'm not preaching much in this service. I'll just talk about the triumphant church and the power of rejoicing and praise, and then we'll close. But I sense you have tarried, you have come for third service. One of the things you do in third service is to minister to needs. Okay. To rejoice, to release impartations, especially, and to minister to needs. What do you want? What do you want? Let your heart reach out. Let your heart reach out. As we sing that song, let your heart reach out. Don't be bothered. Let your heart reach out. Honestly. If you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I even want to share my testimony by tomorrow. 24 hours it will happen. You remember that brother that got the job on public holiday? While total immersion was going on, the first day, he got a word of prophecy. They called him the second day. He had to do filings and all that on public holiday and came for the second day late, a day before Easter. Amen. 24 hours. 24 hours. We've seen it happen. I remember... What do you need? We have many testimonies. What do you need? We're going to sing that song for 4 minutes. And then as you sing it, you can sing it. Or you can say, Lord, this is what my heart is on. I receive. It could be bodily healing. Maybe a doctor gave you a diagnosis. You, your mom, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. But you are seeing yourself testify. You are seeing yourself testify. You are seeing the testimony in your hand. For some of you, you want an industry to open to you. Just between you and God. As we sing that song, let it go out. Lord, in this atmosphere, I receive this. You can write it down so that it can be a reference point. You can see yourself screenshotting your... Just taking a picture of that request and taking it and sending it as testimony. I mean, just see the picture of it done. Are we ready?
Miracles, signs and wonders, we believe in your power, we believe in your power, you're the God of miracles. From your heart, sing it to God. Signs and wonders, we believe in your power, we believe. Come on, raise it up. Say, just stay there. Let's stay there. Say you're the God of me. So we believe. Say you're the God. Yes, so we believe. Expectation in the house today. Singing, you're a miracle worker. You are omnipotent, Jesus. Say, you're a miracle worker. You are able to heal. You're able to deliver. Miracle worker. So we believe.
Lift your hand. Repetola pila tokopa. Rakopotolika patosa. The power of God is going to come upon 10 people. I can see 2 already. 8 more to go. The power of God is going to come upon those 10 people. Break in there. Reaper into the desires of your heart. Lift your hands. Some of those things will be activations of ministries and callings in your bellies. I know what I'm saying. Lift your hands. Sepetola prida kopata. You will go under the power. Then you will stand up and get a job. You will go under the power and stand up and step into millions. The power of God will come upon you. Some of you, you feel like running. Some of you, you feel like shouting. You feel like jumping. The power of God is coming upon people. As I talk, for some, I see the doors of nations open. I see family oppressions removed. Shapatola bilatosa, lekopotoli kapata, shapatola bilata, shapash, pass, pass, take, 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 shapatola ba, comfort, comfort, Thomas, comfort, lift your hands. I see the hand of God coming upon you. And I see a job. I see job, good job. And ministry, written a helper. Helper, bring her for me to lay hands on. I opened my eyes in the spirit. And I saw good job written over you. And I opened my eyes again. I saw the hand of the Lord coming upon you. Shepatola bilato. Shepa. Kepatonda. I know she's under the power. If you can't bring her, if you can't, but if you can't, I'll just bring her. Let me lay hands on her. Bring her, bring her, bring her. Televetoska. Receive. Receive. I don't know who needs to go to Europe. A visa. You are seeking a visa for a European country. Patoke patos. Shepatola pila koska. Shepatonda. Lord, let your mighty hand rest upon this lady. Every oppression of darkness is broken. In the name of Jesus, I break every oppression of hell. I break you out of the new, out of the old. I break you into the new. In the name of Jesus, enter into that job. That's the first thing I saw, the job coming. The second is the anointing coming upon you. In the name of Jesus, let my words be confirmed. Let fire run from her head to her toes. Let her feet not carry her. Put her on the ground. Lift your hands. I see somebody doing a visa, applying for visa in a European country. Europe. I don't know who the person is. A country Europe. If it's you, you can just come. Let me lay hands on you. Don't be afraid. A country Europe. I'm seeing the Lord opening the door. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm seeing the Lord showing great favor, showing you great favor as you go out. If you are the one, just come out, either to do business or to school. I don't know what it is. You can just come out. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands. In school, have you applied? What do you want to do in Europe? UK. Your friends? Your friends?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, UK.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's you I'm talking about. Lift your hands. His parents are there. He's not been able to get visa. Lift your hands. I don't care what it is. In the name of Jesus, the anointing lifts embargoes. It opens doors by the power of the Spirit. Let yours become a testimony now. A testimony. Let him visa. UK is done. Leave him. In the name of Jesus, and let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Let his fire rest upon you to do his works. In the name of Jesus, that's the young man I'm talking about. His parents are in Europe. He came, he can't get visa. Okay, he can't get visa to join them. UK, the door is open. In the name of Jesus, what are you receiving? What are you receiving? Is yours. Father, lift your hands. Whatever the desires of your heart are, whatever they are written on the list, put forth in your heart as overriding desire. There's a lady, that low abdominal pain is gone from you. In fact, there's somebody here, that recurrent menstrual pain, that secular pain that comes with your cycle, libato, with the menstrual cycle, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, zepetolaba, lipa, hear ye the word of the Lord. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blessed. Can I pray for you? Come. Blessed. In our pain, sepatola pila. Seledeka prodeskipata. I see the glory. Lift your hands. I see the glory of the Lord upon you. I see the glory of the Lord upon you. Power of God will come upon you. Labakato sepetos kabaya. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon you, mighty. Let the weight of his glory. Let the weight of his glory. Let her cries, Lebetosa, your desire for him. Lipatosapa. Let your limitations be swallowed. Let your limitations be swallowed by his grace. By his grace. By his grace. I see glory everywhere. I see glory everywhere. Are you receiving? Hey, I see glory everywhere. I see glory everywhere. Counter. Jesus is here. Easy. That building, you are finishing it. Lift your hands. Liga baradabosa. I'm seeing real estate too. I'm seeing the Lord surprising you with properties. It's not just one. As you have taken a step of faith to build this one, you will see doors will begin to open in the area of real estate. You say, Pastor, it has happened. Another one has come. And another one has come. And another one has come. In the name of Jesus. Until you will call me to dedicate mini estates, then bigger estates. You build house, I'm seeing you build a house in compound, two bedroom for people to rent, three bedroom. And I say, is it not your? No. The mouth of the Lord has spoken, and lift your hands. And I see the Lord visiting your hunger, giving you a deeper revelation of him from today. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the river. Hey! Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. I see glory everywhere. Afoma, do you want to do an MPH? What? Because I'm saying, come, let me pray for you. I'm saying a master's. I know doctors do MPH, so I assume. But let me pray for you. You're not even done. I'm saying America open to you. Can I pray for you? The US. I'm saying the US open to you. I'm saying the US. This anointing for international destiny is here. I'm seeing a mighty revelation of God break out in your heart. I'm seeing the fire of the Lord lighted upon your altar. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. That will make you wonder to your world. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. Yes, you will know the Lord personally, in a very personal way. In the name of Jesus. And when you are describing your experiences, your work with God, yes, people that know you will be like, yes, yes, that's God. That's really a depth of knowledge of God. From today, let the fire begin to burn upon your altar. Let the fire begin to burn. Lisa beta peratis kapana sovra penatus keshta poradina. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Ela bagabana. Ma, can I pray for this woman? Just tap her. Can I pray for her? Ma, can I pray for you? I'm seeing government written over you. I don't know what to do. But I'm seeing government. I'm seeing compensation. There are three words I saw. Government. Compensations. 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 Thank you, Lord. Compensations. Compensations. Perotasi batole pribeko soshoto. And I don't know if you know, there's a mighty call for intercession upon you. Now, if you don't know now, it's not important. You will know. The hand of the Lord is going to come upon you from this place. And a fountain in your belly will break forth. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing compensations. I'm seeing lost years restored. The Lord says it will be as though nothing was lost. It will be as though nothing was lost. I will compensate you, and it will be as though the years were not lost. It will be as though nothing was lost. Compensation. I say finance. I say marriage. Lepetos kapatele debrebe kapatosa. I say finance. I say marriage. Compensation. I don't know what the Lord is saying, but in these two areas, the Lord is compensating. The Lord is compensating. The Lord is his compensation. Compensation, marital compensations, lipataka, financial compensations. In the name of Jesus, lost time is regained, and a mighty outbreak of the fountain of the Spirit from within you. Let it burst, let it burst, let it burst, let it burst. For you become a testament of God's faithfulness. Yes, to those who knew you, in the name of Jesus, Lekepa, I shift you today at the count of three. Let the power of God come upon you. 1, 2, 3. Perebeka potosa. Let the power of God come upon you. Let the power of God come upon you. Let the power of God come upon you. Leke pretoke petoska. Are you receiving? Receive. Nothing will escape this service. 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 Shaka pata. Shaka pata. You trade online. Come. If you've not started trading anything online, start. You trade online. Because I'm saying, give him my, you,
was about to start this month.
You was planning to start this month. How did I know? Amen. Lift your hands. No, stand though, so that the power of God can come upon you. Well, stand. He will guide you. He will lead you. He will bring you into wealth. He will cause you to stand out. He will help you. You know, every time God blesses, there is the superficial one and there's a deeper one. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive both. Receive both. Let the anointing come upon you. Let the power of God fire. I unlock the fountains of the Spirit out of your belly. Let the rivers begin to flow. Let the rivers begin to flow. Let the rivers begin to flow. In the name of Jesus. Who has problem with one ear? Can I just pray for that person? One ear. There's a problem with one ear. Deafness, partial deafness, pain, sound, unusual sounding in that ear. Who's the person? Let me pray for you. If you're online, indicate so that I can pray for you. We have people following online. If you're online, indicate so I can pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will see mighty. Are you receiving? I see mighty testimonies burst forth from here. In the name of Jesus, let us see me in the office after service. Mighty testimonies. Ear, who is the ear stuff? Ear. Shebetole prebekaposa. Put on one ear. If it's online, let us know. Let me have a signal from one of the ears. One of the ears. Thank you, Lord. Perokasi batole prebekoso shtepa. And the katropakoso shtepora dila. Yeah, easy. Oh, Jesus is easy. We're going to read two or three scriptures, then we will rejoice. Are we together? We will rejoice and then close the service. Have you received? Did you receive something? Joshua chapter 6, very quickly. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Is that Rosie? Come, let me pray for you. Speak in tongues under your breath. Keep the tongues under your breath. Lift your hands. It shall end in praise. It shall be smooth. It shall be peaceful. This is the word of the Lord concerning you. He says it shall be smooth, it shall be peaceful. It should not be turbulent and it should not be chaotic. It shall end in praise. Lift your hands. Lord, let his words bring with it open doors. Let it bring with it new season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your life is preserved. Jesus' name. Go back to your seat. And to Rebecca Patos. Easy. Jesus is he. Yela bagaba no semanila gaba yada dadi. Alright, Joshua chapter 6. Kai. Read 16. This is the taking of Jericho. Keep standing. You see, part of what I wanted to share, we'll get into that next Sunday, is the wisdom of the cross. You know, the Bible says to the world it is foolishness, but it is a wisdom. Hallelujah. Because truly our victory is in the cross. Go and study your Bible very well. There's no other way. There's no other promise. There's no other word. There's no other victory. The victory of the saints is in the cross. It's in what Jesus did. That's where the victory is. Apart from that, there is no victory. Hallelujah. And you see, part of that wisdom is what I'm about to read to you. How can you explain it? If you want to sink a wall a wall that was more than 6 feet wide. Amen. But there are different records. Some say you can line 3 chariots on that wall. Amen. And then the height of the wall is like maybe 28 feet or so. Hallelujah. 14 feet. The tower one is like 28 feet or so. I'll check my records. Glory to God. You want to bring it down? And then you start praising. You start rejoicing. You start shouting. It says, and it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. All right. Just hold on. We're going to shout. It's not what you shout, you would jump. Amen. Seeing that the walls are falling. We are teaching the triumphant church. A major part of our warfare is praise and rejoicing. When we teach warfare in this series, I'll bring that to your attention more perfectly. A major part of our warfare is rejoicing and praise. And see, that is expressed in singing, in shouting, in dancing. Are you here? It's not, I've said this for years, and you heard me say it, that shouting is not youthful exuberance. No, it's a language in the spirit. Walls can hear it. Okay, I wish I had a serious church. Walls can hear it. And when they hear the shout, when they hear the sound, they sink. Are you here? Chains can hear it. When they hear it, they break off. Look at it, say, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Go to verse 20. He says, so the people shouted, Lasi Kepotos Kapaya, when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass, Malakebata, when the people heard, they shouted. When the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. That means shouting is part of the ways to take the city. Rejoicing. The Bible says the labor, let me explain to you now. It says the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because they do not know the way to the city. That means this is one of the ways to the city. That means no matter your toil and labor, if you don't understand the mystery of shouting and rejoicing, you can't enter the city. That's what he's saying. And interestingly, God told me years ago, he said, shouting is a capital. When rejoicing, thank you. Rejoicing is a capital. When you inject it into anything, it increases the productivity of labor. What is the capital? Capital multiplies effort. That's what capital is. Hey! That means he's saying, in rejoicing, the result of your effort is multiplied. That means in rejoicing, you mechanize your harvest. Kai, you didn't get that. You see, you can farm with hoe and cutlass. What do we call that in agriculture? Peasant. You know, what's peasant? What's another word for peasant? Small, amen. Pardon? Localized farming, small peasant. Paul, thank you. That was the word I was waiting for. Peasant farming. But there is mechanized farming. And that doesn't include, that is not just planting, even harvest. Have you seen heavy equipment for harvest in rice, in serious rice farms? It's not this one that mama is cutting and putting into the basket. No. Are you here? Rejoicing is a capital. It multiplies your productivity of labor. Rejoicing mechanizes your harvest. It mechanizes your harvest. Mechanized means enhanced. Is that true? Mechanized means improved. Is that true? Mechanized means something that brings multiplied outcome. Hey! That's what he's saying. He says, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And as I shouted, rejoicing at the blast of the trumpet, wall sank. Question, what did the wall hear? Everything that represents wall in your life, as we rejoice and shout, they are sinking. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Very quickly, I have many scriptures in my head. Maybe third service of next Sunday, I'll do this rejoicing thing. Go to Acts 16 very quickly. Acts 16. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. I'll show you something there. The power of God is here. Are you there? We'll read 23 to 24. Markapa. Sorry, 23 to 26. Quickly. It says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Now, in those days, when they flog you, it's real flogging. Do you understand? Those Roman soldiers were wicked, I almost say by nature, by training. Oh, they were wicked by training. So just try to imagine. It means their backs were bleeding. Go and read it. Go and do your research. Their backs were bleeding. But this is why it's called sacrifice of praise. You know, when you tell Christians, rejoice. Break forth those singers. Yeah, but I don't feel like it. Things are not happening. You are not ready. You are not ready. In the face of contradictions, you will be rejoicing like a mad person. You'll be celebrating the victory of Jesus. Father, I thank you. You have broken me out. What did he say in Psalm 54? He says, sing, O barren, break forth into singing, thou that didst not bear. For thus saith the Lord. That means the reason for your breaking, is somebody here? The reason for your breaking forth into singing is because of what the Lord has said. What has the Lord said concerning you? That is the reason for the rejoicing. That's the reason for the rejoicing. If you rejoice because things are not right, you are not in faith. But have you ever danced in your room? You dance a scripture. You have an expectation. You put it before God with the scripture. And then you dance it. Lord, thank you because I'm breaking into testimonies. My wife and I have seen it happen many, many times. We've seen it happen. So when we noticed my experience, we started writing things and increasing our expectation. When we say, we want this, this is what we're expecting, and we see it come to pass. We say this thing works consistently. I'll never forget. There was one that said, Kai, baby, we need to give $1 million. We didn't have nothing. So we need to give $1 million IRC to this person. Amen. Honestly, in 2 weeks, somebody gave us $1 million. are you here? You would dance. And of course, it's a seed. Like we said, it was a, imagine people thinking, want to give. You are not looking for money to use. You want to give. Because we know, that anything you give, you have conquered. We know that, look, there's a grace there. Want to plug into it. It's not money. Grace can produce money. And if you are here, you don't know how to succeed. Start. This is what I've been saying. Only few people are understanding. Start. So you see, carry money and give. Do you understand? Give to your man of God, give to your prophet, give to your pastor, give to your parents, give to the poor. Do you understand? Give to the gospel consistently. Give. Glory to God. So we have seen it work. We'll dance and rejoice and see it manifest. Their backs were bleeding after beating. Thank you, media. After beating them black and blue. No, let's read it. I want that context. So that you know that, look, this is why the Bible calls it a sacrifice of praise. What is the sacrifice? It's going to cost you something, isn't it? That's why it's called a sacrifice of praise. You don't feel like doing it, but you are shouting and rejoicing. Not so that someone can see how nice you dance. No. You are doing it with your mind on the covenant. With your mind on the immutability of his counsel. With your mind on the integrity of God's word. With your mind on the faithfulness of God. Has what to do. That's what to do. After beating them black and blue, you know what that means? They threw them into jail, telling the jailkeeper to put them under heavy guard so there will be no chance to escape. But not when priest comes in. No, when that means it doesn't matter what's holding you in. It's as though, Kai, you can never get that 5 million, that 10 million. You can never marry. You can never have children. You can never get a job. Nalayo, pala kapaya. If you know what to do, petos kapata. We'll see you shortly. 24. He did just that. He threw them into maximum security cell. In the jail, and clamped, and with cell in the jail, and clamped leg irons on them. You know, clamped leg irons, that's chains. That means they were not just bleeding,
Imagine, how do you sing praises when your feet are together and your backs are bleeding? But when your eyes can see the victory of Jesus. Because in Christianity, we are not trying to get God to do something for us. He has done it. We are learning how to receive, how to manifest what he has done. That is New Testament faith. Are we together? Hiya. Along about midnight, Kebaya. Hey! Paul and Silas were at prayer and singing a robust hymn to God. And the other prisoners couldn't believe their ears. How would I believe their ears? It's called a sacrifice of praise. We're going to have 5 minutes of that and then we'll take offering and share the grace. Sacrifice of praise. Then without warning, Maya Tele Bakaya. Hey! Then without warning, a huge earthquake. The jailhouse tottered. Every door flew open. La Petosca. When the power of prayer and praise mixes together. And oh, hey! Watch this. That means the deliverance that is coming, the miracles that is coming, is not just for you. Others around you will benefit. Am I talking to someone? Hey! Not just them, all the prisoners were loosed. How do we know it's the power of praise? They were not the first to be in prison and be prayed for. Peter was prayed for, only him was loosed. This one had praise inside. Others were loosed. Others were loosed. Others were loosed. So, in joyful expectation of the things you have received, number one, in a posture of sacrifice, offering unto God as a priest, the sacrifice of praise and rejoicing. Let it come from your heart. You see, in praising and rejoicing, what your mind is on is very important. You don't let your mind wander. You set your mind on him. You set your mind on his word, on his covenant, on his oath of promise. I taught you about the oath of promise, being a priest with an oath. Amen. On his oath of promise. And then you rejoice. You shout, you dance. He says, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. So we will sing, we will dance, we will rejoice. Not carelessly, no. Your mind is on the miracle. Your mind is on the testimony. Your mind is on the word of promise. What has God shown you? What has he told you from his word? Leba, your mind is on it. At the beginning of this year, God told us that this year, so mightily, the word of the Lord is growing and prevailing. In every situation, is triumph, is victory. This month, in case you don't have a word, listen, you have a word. This month, you know what God told us? He said, long-standing battles have come to an end in your favor. Number two, he said, long-standing heart desires are granted. Amen. In case you don't have any word, you can hang onto those words and rejoice as they sing. Amen. As Tiope sings, we're going to dance, rejoice, praise. Remember, not carelessly, but your mind on the things I've mentioned. Are you ready? Are you ready? Glory to God. Hey! And remember to forward your testimony, to shout it out loud. It's very important. As things start happening from this service, in this service, afterwards, testify. 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 Let Petoska. Are we ready? Are we ready? Glory, 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 glory. We're going to dance to every choice.
Yes, somebody scream! Come on! Put those hands together, ladies. Come on! Come on! Come on! Everybody, come on! Come on! Listen! All the days of my life I praise you. You said everything that I am. You know it, come on, let's go. Lord, I sing, for your love I'm grateful. Come on, Jehovah, Jehovah needs you. I am what I am. Oh, Lord, when I search around, there's no one else like you. Hiya, Lion of Judah. Let's go, come on, hold your hand. Hey. Who's going to be the victory? Hold your head.
Your goodness and mercy will follow for my life. Praise the Lord, cause the bondage for my tongue. Hallelujah, I'm gonna finish. You're gonna finish. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, I'm gonna finish. Your goodness and mercy will follow for my body. Praise the Lord, cause the bondage for my tongue.
hand of the Lord is upon us. How many of you sense this atmosphere? The glory of the Lord is upon us. Our feet are permanently planted on the ground of the manifestations of our heart desires. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah is our defense. Jehovah is our protector. The eternal God is our refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. In the name of Jesus, as you have danced and rejoiced, there shall not be any occasion to sorrow this year. In the name of Jesus, you are not losing anyone. You are not losing any property. You are not losing your mind. You are not losing your faith. You are not losing your health. You are not losing your joy. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree all the remaining days of 2021, it shall be days of rejoicing. I say it shall be days of rejoicing. It shall be days of prosperity. It shall be days of liftings. It shall be days of strange order of lifting. It shall be days of laughter. In the name of Jesus, there shall be days of promotion. I pray for the remaining days of 2021 for you and your household. I say there shall be days of laughter. There shall be days of rejoicing. There shall be days of prosperity. There shall be days of the favor of God profusely abounding. In the name of Jesus. That which you are looking for before this service, that which your heart reached out for, I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, under this atmosphere, that your hands have touched it. I say your hands have touched it. I say your hands have touched it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare as I stretch out my hands online on ground, Lisa Patoleba, let it be harvest of testimonies, overlapping testimonies. It will be hitting you from everywhere. As you are about to share, one another will come.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.